I was just making the point at, you know, no disrespect to Troy Smith or anybody else, but watching that playoff game, it was odd not seeing Anthony Calvillo out there. I mean, I've got to ask you, now that the season's over, have you had a chance to, you know, to decide whether or not you're going to come back, or have you got a time frame for deciding when you're going to come back?
You know, this season's definitely been different. I mean, my season unfortunately ended in August, and you know, I was trying to get back on the field, and you know, but the symptoms kind of came back as I got closer to getting back on the field. So once that happened, you know, during the whole span, I've been thinking a lot about my future and what I should and should not do, and even though the season just ended, you know, last week, I still feel that, you know, I need to just step away from it, because, you know, I was still in the meeting, still going to the locker room and stuff like that, but you know, I'm going to just think about it a couple more weeks. But like I said before, you know, I'm definitely favoring not coming back just because I've learned so much about concussion.
I was going to ask you that. I think we all, unfortunately, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Maybe fortunately, we have learned about it. I mean, it's unfortunate the way it's come about. But I think, you know, as sports fans, as sports media, and as athletes, I think we are a little more in tune now to exactly what happens when a person has a concussion. Do you feel that you have all the information you need now to make that decision, Anthony? And I guess in some ways that's probably got to be comforting, isn't it? That at least there is information out there now.
Well, I think that's the biggest thing as athletes. I think, you know, you look at the major sports right now, dealing with concussions, there's so much more information out there now. And there's a protocol that you have to go through in order to get back on the field. And to me, that's huge because, you know, as athletes, you know, we put our bodies through so much, and the last thing you want to continue to injure, of course, is your brain. And I think it's great that we're doing this, and I think it's going to funnel down to the lower levels as well and all the way to youth sports because, you know, when you're talking about the brain, you're talking about awareness and looking for the symptoms, and now we know, you know, what they are. And for me, you know, sitting back and after playing 20 years and thinking of all the hits that I've taken over the years, and, you know, it's something that's in the back of your mind. But what's crazy is 2 years ago, I got a concussion. I got knocked out against Edmonton. And then that day, the next day when I woke up, the symptoms were gone. So I went through the steps to get back on the field, and I was able to achieve that. And this year just was not the case. It was just a totally different experience.
You know, Anthony, I can remember the longest conversation I've had with an athlete who has suffered a concussion and post-concussion syndromes was Patrice Bergeron of the Boston Bruins. And he was talking about, and he was kind of walking me through the process because I'd never had a sports concussion.
Yeah.
And he was saying, you know, he said, Jeff, he said, the big thing for me was getting in my car and driving around the block. He said, that's all I did. I drove around the block and I parked the car. I did that and I didn't have a headache because he said, I tried and just the act of starting the car and kind of backing up, I started to get a headache. And it was moving hearing a guy talk about, you know, I wasn't worried about whether I was going to be able to skate as fast as I was or take a hit. He said, I wanted to know if I could walk the dog around the block without throwing up or if I could get in my car and go down to the store to get something without feeling nauseous. Did you have to go through those symptoms too?
That particular symptom, no. With concussions, there's probably about, I would say, about 25 different symptoms, and each person could react in a different way. My big concern for myself was I had what I called pressure in the head. I didn't have headaches, but I just felt that my head just felt a lot of pressure on the front part, you know, and that's exactly where I felt it right away when I got hit on the football field. I was tired a lot. I mean, I would take 2 or 3 hour naps during the day and still fall asleep at 9, 10 o'clock at night because I was still so tired. Noise was bugging me. That was another thing. And then I was, you know, very irritated. Whenever there was noise or the kids were driving me nuts, I would just go upstairs and take a break from all the normal stuff that we have in our household, kids running around making noise. That stuff was bugging me. So there was about 4 or 5 things that affected me personally. And whenever something would come on, I didn't have headaches. It was just I could feel the pressure in my head once again, just coming back. So those were the biggest things for me. So as I started to get better, of course, I was not thinking about, you know, getting back on the football field. I was thinking about, okay, I got to make sure that I'm able just to do my normal activities, and that's to be around the kids, not feel pressure in my head and not be so tired. So it took a little while for me to get over those symptoms, but once those symptoms were gone, then I was able to start working out very slowly, just walking on the treadmill, going to the steps to try to come back. And I was on pace, and everything was going very well. But once I start to challenge my brain, the cognitive stuff, so memorizing the plays, doing things like that, it just brought back the symptom of the pressure in the head. And then once that came back, then I knew that that this season was going to be done.
Anthony Calvillo joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. You know, we always talk about how athletes have this, not just athletes, but younger athletes in particular, have this sense of indestructibility and you know, that they can go on and on forever. I don't know if that's necessarily the case anymore. That may be just sort of something sports writers talk about. But, you know, your experience with the thyroidectomy and the successful surgery to remove that, do you think that maybe you have a better sense of your mortality than a lot of athletes? You know what I mean?
No, I know exactly what you mean. I think the fact that, you know, there's more awareness, especially with concussions. I mean, guys are really thinking about that, and they're actually trying to change the game because there's certain hits to the head that they're more aware of, and they're calling penalties. But for us as athletes, I mean, we're just ingrained in our brain and our system to be on the field at all times. I mean, we go through injuries, and when we hurt something, you know, they're rehabbing and trying to get us back on the field, and that's what we do. That's part of our sport. But when it comes to the brain, I think the fact that we're talking about it a lot more, and there's presentations being done before the season starts, and they're going over all the symptoms to be aware of, and the importance of letting the doctors know. And I think that's the challenge as an athlete, is if you get dinged up, you know, you truthfully have to be honest with these doctors and say, yeah, this is how I felt. This is what I'm feeling right now. Because in the long run, that's going to pay off for you. But, you know, if you're not giving the doctor the right information, then you're going to put yourself in jeopardy.
Anthony, when you look back at your career, were there times where you weren't truthful with doctors?
Well, I mean, I'm trying to just think of an example for myself right now. I know I really never had a big issue with concussions. That's never been a thing for me. You know, for me, it's been, you know, pretty much my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I've had issues with that. I've bruised some ribs, but I was always pretty honest with the doctors. And, you know, but the main thing, you're always trying to fight through these things. But I don't think, just thinking right now as you asked me the question, I don't think I've ever was not truthful to a doctor where I felt that I was really going to do some damage to my system by going out in the field.
You know, it's timely that we talk to you right now, Anthony, because, of course, another Montreal athlete, another Montreal icon, George St. Pierre, is facing I wouldn't say a similar situation. I don't know if it's all similar, but he's dealing with what he certainly thinks are concussion issues, post-concussion syndrome. We know that Dana White, the UFC president, has basically said, look, he's got to fight again. George St. Pierre has said that I need some time off.
Mm-hmm.
From your point of view, do you watch this thing unfold and just go, you know, man, if I could just talk to him for, if I could talk to him for a couple of minutes even, just to kind of tell him what I've gone through?
Well, you know, I have been hearing a little bit about what's going on with George St. Pierre, and I know one of the things that our doctors were concerned with was, you know, when you go to a concussion and you go into the locker room and you see the guys, and every day the guys would ask you, how are you doing? Are you going to be back soon? Are you going to be back soon? That adds more pressure to the situation. So the doctors felt that it was just better that I just stay away from the locker room, just to take away that pressure that comes from an outside source. Because I remember a couple years ago, I think it was our linebacker, Shea, who got a concussion, and he was out for the entire year. And I was like, man, you know, how can a guy miss an entire year with a concussion? But now that there's more knowledge, there's more information, the fact that I've just gone through it, this is a serious, serious situation that goes on. And you really have to take yourself out of the sport and, one, just concentrate on getting yourself healthy. So I like the fact that our doctors say, you know what, you stay away from the locker room, so you're away from the pressure of just guys asking you when you're going to come back. And I don't know the exact same situation with George St. Pierre, but, you know, it just comes to a point where, you know, you don't want to have that extra pressure. You got to concentrate on yourself, and if you have to step away, well, then some people are going to understand it, some might not, but at the end of the day, the most important thing I've learned is your health, because this sport, whether it's football or any sport, is temporary, and you have your whole life to live.
Anthony Calvillo joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Have you thought, would you get into coaching once your career is over? Do you need to, when you finish playing, are you going to step away for a while before making that decision? Because I've got to think there'll be a lineup of people, coaches, teams at your door if you're interested.
You know what, people have asked me that question, and I've always told them that coaching wasn't a top priority on my list to do for things after football. But now that I'm sitting here for the past few months thinking about my future, getting excited about coaching down the road, it's definitely moved up because, you know, I've been playing professional football for 20 years. I've been playing sports since I was 5 years old. So this is what I know, and I'm very passionate about it. And I want to be able to, you know, continue in this sport. And coaching is definitely something that I'm going to look into down the road. But when I do retire, whether it's this year or next year, whatever the time might be, I want to take a year off.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just relax, get away from the pressure. I want to enjoy summer off. That's one thing I have not done for over 20 years. And I want to relax with my family. So I think eventually down the road, I do want to go into coaching. That is for sure. But in that first year, I want to just sit back and just relax and just, like I said, just enjoy a summer off.
How understanding has your family been through this time? Because, you know, you talk about, and I know guys who I cover baseball, and guys in baseball who get concussions, the doctors are very clear, stay away from the team. We don't want you in the clubhouse because we want you to relax. We don't want you to have to answer questions about, hey, you're in the lineup today, you're coming back tomorrow, et cetera, et cetera. But, Anthony, when you go home, you can't sort of say to your kids or your wife, okay, you know, don't talk to me for 5 hours. I'll see you guys around 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Or can you?
Well, at the beginning, that's what I was doing. I would go right upstairs into the loft just because I just couldn't handle the everyday noise that would go on in the house, and I was just getting very irritated by just little things that I would not get irritated with before, and that's part of the symptoms is being irritable. So that's what I would do, and then the kids would come up, and they knew in my profession, because I've had surgery before, and we tell our kids, Daddy's hurt right now, you can't jump on him, you can't do anything, and that's exactly what we tell them right now, like Daddy's has an injury to his head, and Daddy just needs to be have a little mental break. So I would go up there, and the kids would understand, and they would come up there, and they would be very, very quiet, and they would understand the situation, but, you know, my kids, they're 8 and 6, and as I was starting to feel better, you know, my oldest, she's like, oh, Daddy, you're going to go back and play this year. And I'm like, no, baby, I'm not. So she doesn't quite understand it. She just wants to see Daddy on the football field. But my wife has been amazing. You know, she's been putting up with me here for the last little while at home. And, you know, she's very supportive of how, you know, I've been able to handle this and her being in my corner. Again, it's just her being there and listening to me and dealing with my situation at this time.
Family aside, have there been other players or other athletes you've spoken to about this, just to kind of suss them out about, you know, when do you know that it's time to step away? Or is this something, you know, you've got to do between you and your family?
Yeah, I mean, Matt Dunnigan had reached out. I just remember him sending an email. Of course, I played with him in Hamilton the last year that he suffered the major concussion that ended his career, but I pretty much just kept it myself. You know, I felt that the way I was handling it for me was the way I wanted to go, and that was just trusting the doctors, being with my family, and just trying to get healthy. And that's what I'm still trying to do right now. But overall, things are almost back to normal, to be honest with you. I could deal with the noise, I could deal with the sun and all that other stuff. With the season just being, you know, just over last week, like I said, I just need that fresh break just to make sure that I have no doubts on what direction I want to go in.
Anthony, listen, I appreciate you joining us today. It's been great talking to you. You know, hopefully, hopefully you'll make the right decision. I think knowing you, knowing you a little bit, knowing your career, you always do make the right decision. And, you know, whatever decision you take, it's, hopefully it'll work out for the best. And we'll be talking again.
I appreciate it, Jeff.